Welcome back. Welcome back. So I wanted to begin the afternoon by having us bring our attention to the difference between New Year's resolutions and what I'm going to be focusing on for the rest of the day that I like to talk about is conscious intentions. Anybody on Zoom or here in person want to comment on how you might see a difference between those two things or what a difference might be? Yeah, Julie.
Process versus results.
Okay, thank you. I can just reflect that back. Process versus results. Yeah, I think that's a really important thing for us to name before we move into the afternoon. We are going to, by the end of the day, you'll have at least planted some really solid seeds for intentions that you may wish to align your attention around as you move forward. But I think what's important to name about this, given what we've already focused on today, is that these intentions we're moving towards are more based on process than content. So the conditioned mind loves New Year's resolutions like, I'll finally lose blank pounds. And then we can use that as a measuring stick every time we step on the scales. These intentions are going to be more about aligning on the realm of process versus end results or content. And as we move in this direction, I just also in the name of seed planting, want to plant the seeds that it is okay to have a result-based intention. So I'll use an example. What we're doing today in this workshop, my latest version of some practices I've been working with for years. And so I've actually led many retreats at the new year on this theme. And over the years, I would say, and anyone in the room who's been with me on some of those retreats might be able to correct me, but I would say that at least 6 years in a row, I named an intention to write a book. So this was before either of the books. And I would come back to the same retreat or the same theme of the retreat the next year, having not accomplished writing a book. But what was really meaningful to me about this is it was never about it transcended the realm of pass, you write the book, fail, you didn't write the book. It was about the work I did each year was about cultivating soils such that I could be in alignment with life when the book was ready to be born. So I just want to use that example of the power of not being afraid to name something specific if that's important to you. But if you are going to go beyond just process versus content, holding in your heart what I think of in, like, from a Buddhist perspective, we'd say, like, right relationship with that. Is that clear? Okay, good. I wanted to name that because we're heading towards being able to plant these seeds. I like to think of the prompts we're going to be doing today up until the end of the day, which is when we actually say, so what are some intentions that you'd like to cultivate? I like to think of it as though we're cultivating the soil so that the seeds of your intentions will be ripe. Has anyone ever created intentions that's like, it was just in malnourished soil. There was no way something was gonna, you know, bear fruit. I don't actually feel like my intention around writing was landing in soil that was malnourished. It just wasn't the right moment. And now that these books have come forward, I have a better sense of, for example, specifically in the book, The Heart of Who We Are, I have a really clear sense of what came through in that book that couldn't have come through years before then. I just didn't have the experience I had until that book happened in order for that book to be, and then other life circumstances that wouldn't have been able to come together before that. So I'm a big fan of an approach to life that suggests that we can trust life. So we're going to want to have intentions that are in relationship with trusting life and not confused about I'm outside life controlling life, and so I have this intention and now I'm going to manifest it. If you came for a manifestation workshop, you ended up in the wrong one. Right? With me? Okay. Thanks to the folks on Zoom for your noddings as well. Okay, so next prompts. So go ahead and get your journal out again, or what you've been writing on. Before you start writing, I'll just say a little something about this next prompt. This next one is, we'll be spending just a few moments identifying personal values. The reason we're doing this is because if by the end of the day, you're putting forward some intentions that you want to hold in your heart as you leave this day that aren't in alignment with your personal values, that's going to be unsustainable. So for many of you, it's really easy to write down values because you reflect on it a lot. And for many of you, it might be a case where you know what's important to you, but you don't pause to write it down very often. So in just a moment, I will give you an opportunity to reflect in your journal. And it might be nice to have it sort of a bullet point list. You can do whatever you want at your journal, but it can be helpful just to get clear about, like, what are the various things that I value? You can approach that from a first starting with personal values and then consider any collective you identify being part of. What are some collective values that you recognize are worth naming? Any questions about this one? Okay. So please take some moments to reflect on what you value. Personal values, collective values.